Carl, you got to as little as 5-1 on to be the next Sheffield United manager. It's not the first time either. You're staying.
Yeah, it's quite surreal. I did Watch a Story on Wednesday evening. It was a live show, 10 to 11. And I come off the show and the producer, Doug, said to me, have you seen the news? I said, what news? And there was an article saying that I was having a meeting Thursday with them. So the first thing I did is obviously get on the phone to my agent and say, what's going on? There's never no real smoke without fire in these scenarios, you don't go. And we had a conversation on in the morning, and he knew where I stood all along. Like I say, I've got a plan here. And the worst thing about it is, Luke, I did something for the media player yesterday, the club media player, regarding this scenario, because I don't want to be, you know me, I'm just an honest lad and I don't want to disrespect anybody. I'm so flattered to get linked and so on. And for a club as big as Sheffield United, it's almost what dreams are made of to an extent. But so is this. This is what dreams are made of as well. And I hope people respect the fact, the passion that I have for this club, the passion, the fact that I have got a long-term goal here. I have got hopes and dreams and aspirations of achieving what I want here. I think over 3 years, I really have, with the staff, turned an awful lot of things right round. I think we're in a much stronger position in most components. So I just don't want to see the fact that it become news, the fact that you ended up having to protect different corners. And I just come out yesterday, and I think my agent spoke, and he knows, he phones me and he goes, he just knows how much what this club means to me and what the fans mean to me, and he knows I've got a long-term goal that I've still got to achieve.
Was there in the end an official approach from Sheffield United anyway?
No, there was never an official approach, no.
I just wonder how these things get out there, you know, it's just somebody putting one and one together and making five. You know, because you've been linked with the club before, your name is automatically, you know, you're a young, up-and-coming manager, your name's just automatically thrown in that.
No, I don't... Something was obviously leaked somewhere, so... But I wasn't too happy with myself, but I can't control what other people do.
Okay, so that's done and dusted. Was it? You've already said it's not so much tempting. That's the wrong choice of word, because you're never going to go. But as you say, flattering to be linked with a club like Sheffield United. It would have been a big job for you.
Yeah, everyone knows I want to be in the Premier League one day. I hope my ability and the staff allows it to happen. I don't know. Time will only tell that. All I do know is that I just want to work hard for this football club. Nothing rocked me whatsoever. Anyone who I believe there was a picture put of me on the club Twitter page at 11 o'clock yesterday in the training ground, and people trying to judge whether the weather was really yesterday, which I find very, very amusing. My plans for Saturday didn't change. I went home last night with my missus and Jasmine, and went out for a meal in Milton Keynes City Centre, and it was just a norm.